Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Some big changes in immigration patterns now that pandemic-era border restrictions have expired.
The end of Title 42 has led to new rules for asylum seekers at the southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tells CNN the migrants are still coming, but in smaller numbers.
I think approximately 6,300 on Friday and about 4,200 yesterday by the United States Border Patrol. And we saw over 10,000 before the end of Title 42.
The new rules require asylum seekers to apply for asylum at U.S. processing centers in host countries before they try to cross into the United States. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A ceremony today in Buffalo, New York, to remember the lives lost 1 year ago at the Top supermarket. A moment of silence was followed by the chiming of church bells at 2:28 p.m. to honor the victims of the attack. A white supremacist killed 10 shoppers and workers and wounded three others in the massacre. Governor Kathy Hochul.
Hate did not win on that day. The white supremacists did not win on that day. Racism did not win on the day that the people of Buffalo said that love will come out and be the winner on this day.
The man responsible for the shooting's been sentenced to life in prison. After days of fighting, Israel and Gaza agreed on a ceasefire. Uri Ben-Himo lives south of Tel Aviv.
It's bittersweet. I mean, it's happy to you know, get back and eat breakfast with the family. But on the other hand, it's like... disappointing because, you know, we want to keep going and make this go away.
Lawmakers continue to negotiate to avoid defaulting on the country's debt. Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo told CNN it could be catastrophic.
The speaker wasn't able to get a plan through the House until the end of April. When he did that, the president then called him and called congressional leaders together to have a conversation about what we do about fiscal policy. And that's what we're doing today. But as we have that conversation, there is no reason we shouldn't raise the debt limit and prevent default in this country.
The U.S. can potentially default on its debt by June 1st if the debt limit isn't raised. Well, this could be a game changer for kids who suffer from peanut allergies and a huge relief for parents who constantly worry their child will swallow one. An experimental skin patch is showing promise to treat toddlers who are highly allergic. While there's no cure, the patch aims to deliver treatment through the skin if some peanuts are ingested. About 2% of kids in the U.S. are allergic to peanuts, some so severely that even a tiny amount can cause a life-threatening situation. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 35 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 72, tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 50. Highs level off around 75, Tuesday, with a chance for scattered storms, 66. Bright sunshine expected, Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Thank you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Seth Faces the Music, the show where learning to dance is as easy as flipping on the radio and swaying to the music. Music was invented, basically, for people to dance to, so we're going to honor that tonight with songs about dancing. Now, I do want to be clear here, it's not about specific dances, like, say, the monkey, the mashed potato, or the foxtrot. It's just songs about dancing in general. So sit back, relax, and join me, won't you, as we face the music together. David Bowie. The Chameleon himself there with Let's Dance, his big hit from 1983. And before that, we opened the show with a piece of soundtrack music. Very interesting there. That was by Angelo Badalamenti, also performed by him for the soundtrack of the television show Twin Peaks. Some of my favorite television music of all time was for that show. And there's a good example. That was Audrey's Dance. We're going to turn now to the 1970s, to a song recorded by Johnny Rivers. You know, Johnny Rivers was an interesting artist. He was actually quite a talented songwriter himself, but almost all of his hits were from other composers. And the one I'm going to play now was no exception. This one was written by Jack Temchin, and it became Johnny Rivers' last big top 10 hit in 1977. Here's Sway Into the Music, Slow Dancing.
Just the music on the radio. No one's coming, no one's gone. The telephone, just me and you, and the lights down low. And we're slow dancing, swaying to the music. Slow dancing, just me and my girl. Slow dancing, swaying to the music, no one else in the whole wide world, just you. Me and my girl, slow
just like a nightclub. Everyone's excited and confused.
Baby, check this out.
For those of you who remember the club scene in the late 90s going into the early 2000s, yeah, I don't either. But if I had remembered them, it probably would have been a lot like we just heard. That was They Might Be Giants. Man, it's so loud in here. Time for a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, a nostalgic song about an old dance palace that was torn down and the fun that used to go on there back in the good old days. Or something like that. Stay tuned to Seth Faces the Music, everyone. This is WFHR.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Saturday
another day, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation, he didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, all for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Calm down, sir, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come down, sir, my sister always did. My sister should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the party, part of my childhood died, just died. Out where the paddy used to stand. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could, but if I asked her, I wonder if she would. I'm dancing. Come on, sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural.
Now you see.
Thanks for coming back to Seth Faces the Music, everyone. We started off this set with The Kinks, Come Dancing. And that was followed by Elvis Costello, No Dancing. So up next, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to feature two very good singers singing two very different songs. They have the same title, but trust me, these are very different songs. We're going to play them back to back here just to show a little contrast on it. And we're going to start it off with the dulcet tones of Johnny Mathis.
The world is lyrical because a miracle has brought my lover to me. Though she's some other place, her face I see. At night I creep in bed and never sleep in bed, but look above in the air, and to my greatest joy, my girl is there. It's my princess who walks into my dreams and talks. She dances overhead on the ceiling near my bed. It's not fair, but I'm so grateful to discover she's still there. I love my ceiling more since it is a dancing floor just for my love, just for my
three. One, two, three.
The Land of a Thousand Dances, Wicked Wilson Pickett with the great rhythm section down at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And before that, Lionel Richie with Dancing on the Ceiling. Break time again, ladies and gentlemen, but when we come back, a lady singer whose comeback no one saw coming, but she re-exploded onto the scene in the early 1980s and she never turned back from there. Stay tuned, everyone. This is WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life. The bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes on the wall. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do.
make $1 million. I wanna live by the sea, have a husband and some children. Yeah, I guess I want a family. All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their name. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. I'll do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do.
Started this set off with the one, the only Tina Turner, Private Dancer. That song was written with a little help by Mark Knopfler, the lead singer and guitarist for Dire Straits, and that was also the name of the album that relaunched her career. That was followed by one of my favorite roots rockers, Chris Isaak, with Dancin'. Next up, we have a singer by the name of Bobby Freeman with a top five hit back in 1958. Do You Want to Dance? Now, Freeman did not have tons of chart success as a singer, but the fact that this song, Do You Want to Dance, was written by Freeman himself and then was later covered by just about everybody, including Del Shannon, the Beach Boys, Johnny Rivers, Bette Midler, John Lennon, Cliff Richard, Mark Bolan, and T-Rex, the Mamas and the Poppies, Baba V, and the Ramones, means he got a few composer royalties on that, and more power to him for that. Here's Bobby Freeman.
I could do without. And I could always take the pills and leave, but you have to stay awake to stay awake.
And that was Gary Numan got out of his car to dance. That wraps up the first hour of Seth Faces the Music, everyone. We'll see you for hour two coming up in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington.